Hello, everybody. Today is April 24th, 2025. And here are some of today's trends in the news. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Ain't nobody nowhere that does trends in the news. That's right. Remember, the trend is your friend, and we're giving it to you like nobody else. Hey, how about gold, huh? Hey, what did gold do today? It only went up $60. Yeah, but it's down from its high of 3,500. Yeah. Gold closed at 3,348 bucks. What magazine told you that the was going to be a golden year for gold last year? And how about all of these other little covers of your trends journal that showed more and more and more one after another about gold? Yep, and it keeps going on. So that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. For the grand total of $2.59 a week, well, you get the Wall Street Journal for $5 a day. I'm telling you, they reported on gold today. Finally. And again, it's all bullshit. So the stocks are up today, thanks to strong gains in mega cap tech names. Oh, wow. No kidding. This is the language of CNBC. Shares of NVIDIA, Meta, Amazon, Tesla. Yep. All closed higher. Microsoft. Oh, Tesla, huh? Closed higher. Oh, they came out, their profits were down 71%. Oh, NVIDIA. Oh, yeah, with the DeepSeek is outdoing the American AI. It keeps going up. Yep. China said overnight that there was no trade talks in place. And U.S., the Chinese Ministry of Commerce spokesman, Haiyang Deng, said all sayings regarding progress on bilateral talks should be dismissed. He also called for the cancel. Nobody knows where this is going. Every day Trump changes his mind. Beep, bop, 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 Trump, beep, bop, tariffs, no tariffs, tariffs 45, no, 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 no. All right, making up shit every day because it's a shit show. Brent crude, 66 bucks and change a barrel. And because of, quote, mixed economic news, nobody knows where this is going. Bitcoin, 93K. And what did we say? When Bitcoin was going down and everybody was saying bye-bye, we said, no, 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 no. You got to get this in your head. All right? They donated a lot of dough to Trump, particularly during his inauguration. We gave you the facts. And, oh, this is a story from today's Financial Times. Lutnick's son joined SoftBank in $3.6 billion bet White House tonic revives crypto. Yep. The vehicle will launch with 42,000 Bitcoin, making the currency the biggest reserve globally. It will be formed from a reserve merger with Cantor Equity Partners, Brandon Lutnick's special purpose acquisition vehicle. Yep, Lutnick. So you got it. It's one big club and you ain't in it, as George Carlin said. And that's how it's going. So as long as the club's play in the game's going to keep going up. There is no question as we see it now. Yeah, they got this whole article. And very important. And it's just going to keep going up as we see it. Eurozone's business confidence plunges over U.S. trade wars. Financial Times. It plunges, U.S. trade war. It was going down before the trade war. Oh, Germany's in a recession. Numbers came out again. They're lousy. That's all right. We're going to spend $1 trillion in our defense. We got to fight those Russians. We only killed 25 billion, million in the last world war. We have to kill more. They're going to invade us. Yeah. Heil Maersk, a little fucking jerky, little piece of BlackRock shit. Hey, I'm the chancellor. I'm the chancellor. Look at the little shithead scumbags running a country near you. I like Macron, the little cazzone with a pecker, if he has one, smaller than a pencil. I like Starmer. I like Starmer. Yeah. No. You know, I love Trudeau, but I really miss him so much. All right. One fuck face fucking up the world. Oh, I forgot about Netanyahu. Why, you anti-Semite? Anyway, going back to the economics of things. So, yeah, things are getting worse here. IMF predicts post-war debt high because of the tariffs. Why are gold prices going up? The world is going to shit. That's why. Yep. Trump says reciprocal tariffs could be reimposed within weeks. Well, he keeps changing his mind. I could change my mind. Hey, I'm the president. I could do anything I want. All right. Hey, I was the reality show, presidential reality show. Oh, the trademark that we took out when Trump ran in 2016. It's a reality show. And no reality in terms of heart, spirit, soul. Nope. Just narcissistic clowns running the show. Orders for big ticket items like autos, appliances surged 9.2% in March, CNBC reports. Yeah, to beat the Russian tariffs. So here's the deal. They went way up in March because people are freaking out about the tariffs. And they could go up again in April. And even maybe May. But after that, you're going to see a big decline because they overbought and they don't got the dough to keep it going. March home sales dropped to the lowest pace since 2009. Oh, yeah, the panic of 08, the Great Recession, huh? Yep. First-time home buyers made up 32% of the market. That's up from 28%. Used to be 40, historically. People can't afford it. The median price of an existing home sold in March, $403,700. But it's only up 2.7% from March of last year. At the end of March, there were 1.33 million units for sale. An increase of nearly 20% from last year. And that's equivalent to a four-month supply. And they say a six-month supply is considered a balanced market between buyer and seller. So the markets are going to stay high. Less people are going to be able to afford them. But, of course, if there's a crash, who knows? And there's going to be this is the kind of stuff they put out. From CNBC, Amazon and NVIDIA say AI data center demand is not slowing down. Oh, no, not slowing down. Not a word about how China is going to lead this charge and there's going to be a dot-com bust. Yep. Dot-com bust 2.0, their propaganda is what they're pushing out to keep you feeling high, even when it's going low. And want to see how low it's going from fish rotting from the head down? Hearing sales plunge as plans to turn around a Gucci brand fail to take off. And I got a picture of this girl here, this model. Holy shit. What a miserable looking faccia brute, marrone on me. I'm going to buy anything with a face like that on top of it? And that's the shit when you look at all the model. Well, as we'd say in the Bronx, I couldn't effort with your dick. I mean, holy shit, man. Whoa. I wonder why the sales are going down. I wonder why the sales are going down. Because you got a bunch of arrogant faces and a jerks running the show with bad attitudes. But other than that, there'll be a pickup. 42% of Americans under 30 say they're barely getting by. Harvard's survey. 42%. How are they getting by? Vote for me. Vote for me. I'll steal more of your money. Yeah. I give a tax break to my friends. I'm Trump. Tax break the bigs. Didn't you see what I did in 2017? Fuck you. Yeah. Everybody's getting poorer. It's Slavelandia. Need more proof? $1 trillion in wealth was created for the 19 richest U.S. households last year, Wall Street Journal. Yep. $1 trillion in wealth. Hey, 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 I'm a billionaire. I could be with Trump. I'm a billionaire. I'll tell you what to do. I'm a muskie. I'm a muskie. I dress like shit, but I got an attitude, man. Hey, up to the stars we go. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Hey, I'm a cook. I'm a cook. Yeah, they fried you out, man. Oh, no, I'm a peach eye. Yeah, peach eye. I'm a Zuckerberg. Freaks. Arrogant freaks. Billionaires who give shit back to society. Oh, no, we give to charities. That's a good tax break for us. Not a penny for peace from these pricks. Not a penny for peace from these trillionaire pricks. Hey, we're getting richer. Off with their heads, 2.0. Who knows? Boeing to sell parts of you. Yeah, the bigs keep getting bigger. We have a whole column in your trends journal. Again, we didn't do one this week. We took off. Coming out next week. Big one. And week after week, we put bigs getting bigger, bigs getting bigger. The buyouts are all there. You ready? Israel strikes on Gaza kill 48 Palestinians over 24 hours. Palestinians, women, children killed, hundreds wounded, arms blown off. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. And I'm angry, right? So all of you people that believe in the Prince of Peace and the people that believed in him, like St. Thomas Aquinas, who said he who's not angry when there's just cause for anger is immoral. Oh, you could be angry, but we don't like your language. I'm still in kindergarten. Oh, you know, when somebody's trying to blow your brains out, you say, you don't fuck with me. I'll fucking kill. Don't say fuck. Say, please put down that gun and be a nice boy and girl and don't kill me. Little gutless shits that do nothing other than shoot crap out of their mouth. He was not angry when there is just cause for anger is immoral. Why? Because anger looks to the good of justice. Yeah. And I launched Occupy Peace and the Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice. So they're not empty words. I put my money where my heart is and my mouth. Anger looks to the good of justice. And if you could live amid injustice without anger, you are immoral as well as unjust, said St. Thomas Aquinas. So please do what you can to support Occupy Peace, Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice. Subscribe to the Trends Journal because I'm fighting for peace on earth, goodwill to all. It's not empty words. Israel kills at least 59 Palestinians as Israel elevates Gaza bombardment. That was the day before. Day after day. And you got that guy that dresses like a slob and looks like one. That's the senator from Pennsylvania, Fetterman. This is from Anti-War. Fetterman calls for President Trump to bomb Iran. But before I go to that, I want to go to the toilet paper record, the New York Times, and the Wall Street Journal. Not one article about the slaughter of Gaza going on. Nothing. Not a peep from the prostitutes. The media whores that get paid to put out by the corporate pimps and government whoremasters. So going back, this is pisses me off that this is the shit spewing out of these politicians' mouth, and they're running the show. Fetterman. Again, calls for President Trump to bomb Iran. This is how the article begins. Waste that shit. Fetterman, why, that's not good language. Why, I'm ashamed. Hey, Soleni, shut up. It's Fetterman. Shit just comes out of his mouth. He can speak shit, but we don't want you to use that word. Yeah, shithead. Waste that shit, Fetterman told the Washington Free Beacon in an interview published on Wednesday. Quote, you're never going to be able to negotiate with that kind of regime that has been destabilizing the region for decades already. And we now have an incredible window, I believe, to do that, to strike and destroy Iran's nuclear facilities. I'm fed. Strike and destroy. And how about this for bullshit? A regime that has been destabilizing the region? Oh, you mean like bombing Lebanon? Oh, no, that's Israel's doing that. Oh, like bombing Syria? No, that's Israel bombing Syria. Like slaughtering the people in Gaza? No, that's just, no. Oh, that Israel has struck Iran? But that destabilizing? Oh, like the United States war, you talk about decades of destabilizing? How about the Iraq war? You forgot that one? Destabilize? Iran hasn't destabilized us. They're teaching us to hate the Iranians just like they taught us to hate the Russians. And people don't know dick about shit about the facts. All they do is swallow the crap, spewing out of the mouth of crap heads. The Pennsylvania senator, who is extremely pro-Israel, also expressed support for Israel's blocking humanitarian aid from entering Gaza. Could you imagine this? These are the people running the show, a shit show. There's an article about this guy Hegseth in the New York Times. Chaos builds at Pentagon under Hegseth's control. See, and I got to read all this shit. And you read some of the things that he says. He goes, Mr. Hegseth similarly defended his brief tenure. Speaking to reporters at the White House Easter egg roll on Monday, he accused the news media of using, quote, disgruntled former employees, end quote, to smear him and vowed to keep working to put Pentagon, quote, back into the hands of war fighters. Isn't that nuts? Into the hands of war fighters? Guys and women that were sent to Afghanistan, the longest war in American history that you lost, but you killed hundreds of thousands of people and cost us trillions of dollars. War fighters? Like you did to Iraq, destroyed the place, killed a million, cost a couple, more than 2 or 3 trillion. War fighters? How about peacemakers? Look, I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. I could fight. I don't want to fight. I don't want to go to war. What's wrong with you? I'll tell you what's wrong. These are mentally ill people. Here's another line from him. You ready? Amid the chaos, Mr. Hegseth has sought to model, quote, the warrior ethos that he says has been missing from too much of the armed forces. What's the warrior ethos? You know, I used to teach close combat. I had my own school for several years. What are you talking about, warrior ethos? You mean to go over in other countries and kill people that haven't threatened you at all? Again, as a close combat man, you only attack the attacker. No, but you guys, you say, well, he was going to attack me. I had it in my mind. That's why I killed him. We're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. Only 90% of the people swallowed his shit. And they swallow this shit. The past month, he has posted 16 videos and still photos of himself on the social media platform X, working out with combat troops around the world. Teaching him how to fight. How about teaching him how to be peace? How about teaching him how to get in good health? You ready? Every rep, every drop of sweat reminds us of the toughness and tenacity that defend our nation. How's that for bullshit? Hey, you and Fetterman, you both could swallow the same shit. And that's why I feel this way about politicians. And it's very clear and very plain. Hey, politicians, who the fuck are you to tell us what to do? There you got it. There you got it. So, we're doing everything we can to help you, and you can do everything you can to support what we're doing. There's no magazine in the world that gives you what we give you. Nothing anywhere. You look at the comments from people that subscribe, and it costs next to nothing. And do what you can to bring peace on earth, because if you don't do anything, Oh, this is great. You know the bullshit I'm hearing now? The young people are becoming very... I've heard this shit before. When you're young, you don't know anything. It takes a lot of years to get the gig right. My father, may he rest in peace. I'm about 17, 18 years old, eating dinner one night. He looks at me and he said, you know, son, they say that youth is wasted on the young. You don't know anything. And they're selling this shit now, you know. Young people. Anyway, he said, youth is wasted. He took a couple more bites. He looked at me. He said, they were talking about you. You don't know. So I don't want to hear this shit about the young people, right? They don't know a dick about shit. It's up to we, the people who've been around, know the game. And again, if the trillionaires put $1 billion into peace movement, we'd have it. Not this stupid headset crap. Yeah. We only defend our nation. Bring home the troops. That's occupy peace. Bring home the troops. Close the bases overseas. Secure the homeland. Secure the homeland. And put the troops to work rebuilding our third world infrastructure. And all you fuck faces like Fetterman that want to go to war, let the people vote. Let the people vote. We're the ones that pay for war with our money and our lives. Not the rich cats. Got it? Like little Georgie Bush. His daddy put him in the National Guard in Texas. Yeah.
You fly an airplane.
Yep. Insane John McCain. Oh, my daddy was an admiral. Yeah. All right. Do your part. Because when you check out of here, say to yourself on your way out, was I the best human being I could have been? And I want to make this clear. You know, I pull my shit in my day. You know, I was killing environmental legislation on and on as a young guy. I started to learn and grow up. So grow up. The world is in your hands, not the politicians. If enough of us join hands for peace, we win and war loses. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to watch the interview I did on Wednesday with Judge Napolitano. No cat like him, man. Thanks for tuning in.